This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, a bit of a change of pace. Won't have escaped us all that religious freedom, which apparently is under incredible threat. I'm surprised they haven't called out the army.
They're outside in the foyer, actually.
They are, yes. Oh, I thought that was disgruntled producers who put in a queer film and didn't get to go on the screen.
I don't mind a man in uniform.
Mm, you're not alone. So Aram Hazi is from Equality Australia. He's the Director of Engagement. We were interested in an update. There's lots going on in Canberra around this issue, consultations with lots of different groups. Are the government... And it's Christian Porter, isn't it, the Attorney General? Are they consulting with our community?
Well, not yet.
Oh.
No, not yet. So I think it's interesting that the government had said they would introduce this Religious Discrimination Act in the very first sitting week back, which then they delayed. They didn't do that, which I think is a good thing, because any time any legislation is rushed, often you end up with unintended consequences from it. So it's a good thing that they didn't introduce it. And what the Attorney General and the Prime Minister said is they would consult on it, and they listed a range of people they would consult with. They started within their party in terms of backbenchers, and we understand that they have started briefing backbenchers verbally on what's in the bill. They said they'd reach out to Labor to talk to them about it, and they did talk about faith groups. They didn't mention our community, though. And so... Oh. So we have been very active in both directly speaking to the Prime Minister's office and the Attorney General's office, saying that it's very important that they consult with the LGBTIQ and women's groups, actually, as well, because we're the two groups that, if this is done badly, are most likely to suffer. And so we've already made those representations directly to the Prime Minister and the Attorney General, and there's a petition that we're running as well, calling on folks to ask the Prime Minister to meet with our community.
Can I rewind a little bit?
Certainly.
And get you to explain what is the explanation for why we need a religious discrimination bill?
Yeah, sure. And that's a really good question, and one that does come up a lot. I think what's interesting is that we already have protection for people of faith from discrimination in a lot of state and territory law. So that already exists around Australia. It doesn't actually exist in federal law.
So it's kind of disparate. It's state-based and ad hoc, by the sound.
Australia's discrimination law is quite kind of piecemeal across the country. It varies state to state in terms of what is there. And then at a federal level, we've got separate acts for all of the different things. There's a Discrimination Disability Act and a Sex Discrimination Act, and it is a bit messy. Some folks would like to see that all consolidated. But so federally, there is not protection for people of faith from discrimination. So it's not unreasonable to say, well, that's a gap in federal law. It exists in state law. Why don't we fix it? That's okay. The question, though, is will the law protect people, or will it enable people to discriminate against other people on the basis of their religious belief? And that's where the tension really is.
It kind of feels like a license to be nasty or something.
Well, that's what...
Is that just, you know, kind of being flippant?
Well, that's what some people would like. So that's you know, the government keeps talking about we need to get the balance right. And I think as a community who've experienced discrimination, we would say nobody should have to experience discrimination for who you are. So whether that is because you believe in God, whether that's because you're a gay or a trans person, because you're a woman, because you're a person with a disability, you shouldn't be discriminated against for who you are or how you are in the world. So I think we can have some sympathy for if you're a person of faith. If you're a Muslim person wearing a hijab, you shouldn't be discriminated against for that. But some of those very right-wing kind of conservative folks, I'm thinking about people like the ACL in here, some of the politicians in Canberra, they really want the law to go much further and say I should have the right on the basis of my faith to be nasty, to say whatever I want, to discriminate against LGBTIQ people, to discriminate against single mothers, to discriminate when it comes to things around, you know, kind of sexual and reproductive rights, because of my faith. And so it's wanting a license to discriminate and attack other people on the basis of their religious belief. And that's where we get saying, no, that's not okay.
So bringing it back to a popular culture reference in terms of Israel Folau,
yes.
How would it fit in terms of that? Like getting onto social media and making those sorts of comments?
Yeah, and I think the Israel Folau thing's really, I mean, probably like everyone, I'm a bit tired of talking about Israel Folau. But if you really drill down into that, and big caveat here, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not going to get into the technical legal things because that is not my expertise, but there's some interesting questions around. I think we would all say, should you be able to say whatever you want in terms of your religious faith within your own home? Yeah, probably. Should you be able to have those conversations within your church and your religious institutions? Yeah, probably. Where does social media, what is social media? Is that public or private? Is it public or private if it's your work account versus your not work account? Like, it's
surely the answer is in the title, social media.
Maybe
it's
yeah,
a media. It is a form of communication that is public.
Yeah. So a lot of the conversation around the Israel Folau piece is around, is he a representative of his employer, which is Rugby Australia, saying something in a public sphere which goes against the values, the ethos, the his contractual requirements. Like, it's all been smooshed together into this religious freedom thing.
Do you think if I went on air and launched into a homophobic, a transphobic, a lesbophobic rant, or did that on social media, you know what would happen?
You'd get fired.
I'd get taken off air.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Because I have a contract with the station. It's called the volunteer agreement.
Yep.
And we have obligations. I don't see any difference.
Mm.
Let me just give you a hypothetical.
Mm.
You'd be familiar with Jim Jones and Jonestown. Well, they all got to drink the Kool-Aid. Jim Jones was the leader of a group that was a registered religion in the US. So is one of the requirements going to be for religious freedom that you need to be a member or of a recognised religion? You know, perhaps DGR status might be one of the requirements. There's going to have to be a requirement. It can't just be, oh, look, I believe the earth is flat, although most of them do. But, you know, what do you have any feeling for what the requirements might be? Because it seems to me that if Lisa and I form a religion and one of our beliefs is everyone should have a greyhound, and if you don't have a greyhound, you'll be taken out and shot.
And a pug, sorry.
And, you know, someone, you know, objected to that. We could say, well, hang on, this is Pandora's box gone nuclear. It's really pretty dangerous where we're going.
Well, it's the implication of freedom of speech without the consequences of freedom of speech.
Well, and that's right. And I think some of this language about freedom of versus discrimination protection, again, this is all kind of getting smooshed in together. I mean, if you have a look, actually, so if we try and step back from a second from the debate around this in terms of what the government is actually saying they're doing, there's three parts and they're happening in three steps. So the thing that's happening at the moment is the Religious Discrimination Act, and they're saying that that's about protecting people of faith against discrimination. And actually, if we can get to a place where a bill protects people and goes no further than that, and we can all agree that that's all it does, that's great. Like, we can get out of this God versus gay yucky debate.
Who's going to read that bill in the House, the Easter Bunny?
Well, I think we haven't seen any detail from that bill as yet, so we've got to see.
Well, you know, next week we actually have Tim Wilson on.
Yeah, well,
to ask him. To tell us his view.
Yeah.
Tim's a libertarian.
He is, yes.
I believe they've put out a call to Jesus Christ to come back to bill?
He's busy. He's down at Portsea.
The polo.
So it'll be interesting. Where our community really gets hurt is often in the debates around this. So if we can genuinely get to a place where we go, here is a bill that protects people of faith or of no faith, because the Attorney General keeps saying it should also protect people on the basis of having no faith. If we can get to a bill that does that and everyone can just agree on it.
I don't have any faith in lots of things.
That's right. So you should be protected in your right to have no faith. So if we can get to that bill and it is uncontroversial and it doesn't take away any rights for LGBTIQ people, great. and just pass it and just get it done. Then there's another two bits. And so one of them is, of course, the piece that lots of people know about and care about, which is religious exemptions that currently exist in law. So that's the schools kind of stuff, for example. That's not going to be dealt with until next year.
Didn't the Prime Minister make a promise before the election?
He did.
And this one wasn't a promise before the election. It was during the election.
Well, this wasn't even really talked about very much during the election, to be honest.
That's right, it kind of popped up afterwards.
That's right. So the promise was that...
divine intervention.
The promise was that students, they would address the exemptions for students. And that's a broken... frankly, that's a broken promise. It didn't happen before the last election. The Prime Minister did not make good on that promise. And so LGBTQ students at schools are still at risk. But that's been pushed off to next year because they sent it to the Law Reform Commission. So that's been pushed off to next year. Currently, we've got the Religious Discrimination Act. And in the middle is this funny thing called an omnibus bill. And that's the one where we're not entirely sure what might go into that.
Like the same-sex relationships bill in Victoria, which amended 43 pieces of legislation.
Yes.
It's an omnibus bill.
Yeah. So this one's going to be responding to the things from the Ruddock Review. And that's where
Which said... there wasn't an issue with religious discrimination.
Not really, no.
I heard him this morning on another radio station saying we had no examples.
Yes, yeah. But it looks to... they're looking to clarify bits in the law to give, in particular, religious organisations and charities some certainty that they feel they don't have. Again, not a lawyer, but as I've, in speaking to my colleagues who are, they would argue that probably these kinds of clarifications aren't actually needed in law. But there's some conversation about doing it, and the government did make a commitment to do it. So that's the bill that is very fuzzy about what could be in there, and the one where there could be some stuff in there that we're really not going to be at all.
See, Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act.
Yep.
A number of members of the government have been advocating for years for 18C to be changed, to be amended, to be watered down. I wonder how they feel about strengthening, or in effect strengthening, protections for religion while they water it down for other things. Remember, you don't choose your race, you don't choose your sexuality, right? Apparent religion you do. So the thing that you can actually make a choice about, we're going to really, really protect that. The thing that you are, no, we're not going to protect that. That's how I see it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you would say, again, if we're talking about balance, that if you want to give more space to, for example, a religious organisation to be able to say what they want, then you should beef up the protections around potentially vilification for groups who might be on the receiving end of that. I don't think the government will want to go anywhere near that. It's contentious. It's actually quite contentious within government ranks.
Yeah.
They have a variety of views within there. I think that's probably why they've slowed down the introduction of the bill, and that's why they keep talking about balance. They've got a fair bit of balancing that they need to do within their own ranks. But genuinely, as a policy outcome, we want to see that balance of people of faith getting protection, but LGBTIQ folks not losing any protection either. Yeah.
So where's the best place for us to keep tabs on this as we go?
Sure. So if you go to our website, so equalityaustralia.org.au, we've got a page which is specifically about this. So we're updating media releases as we get new information. You can take actions. We will keep that very regularly updated after we go to Canberra each sitting week.
Well, it sounds like a good one-stop shop, so thank you.
Trying to be.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you, Aram. And again, your local MP, your local federal MP, let them know your views. Whether they're government, whether they're opposition, whether they're green, whether they're independent. Keep an eye on it. Lisa and I are going to form a queer religion. We need to think of a name for it so we can be protected. What do you reckon?
Yep, let's form an alliance.
Yes, we will.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.